Jesus' lament over Jerusalem is set in the context, the description of the Pharisees warning Jesus about Herod, wanting to kill him, and of Jesus' words about Herod and his own mission. In the telling of the story, Jesus is addressing the Pharisees who came to warn him. And it's important to notice, in light of the frequent motif in the Gospels about various Jewish groups that Jesus was fighting with, that the Pharisees here are Jesus' buddies, and they come to warn him that Herod is out to kill him, just as Herod Antipas killed John, who is Jesus' mentor and the one who baptized him. So Jesus is first of all then talking to us as Pharisees. Then it is also addressed to Jerusalem. This grows out of the implicit prophecy that he will be killed in Jerusalem. The prayer of Jesus in its original context was a prayer for Jerusalem's health, grief, that Jerusalem rejected his offer of comfort and consolation and protection, and his recommendation about the policies that Jerusalem would follow. In Luke's context, the consequences of Jerusalem's decision not to follow Jesus has already happened. In the Jewish war in 66 to 70, the result of that war was that the temple was destroyed, the city was laid waste, the entire temple area was burned, and the greatest disaster in the entire history of Jerusalem, you know, took place within less than 40 years after Jesus' death. Luke's story is written some 10 to 20 years after that great disaster. So Luke's listeners are hearing Jesus' prophecy in the context of something that they already know has happened. So there is great poignancy and power in Jesus' words for Luke's listeners, because they know what has already happened. Jesus' response to the Pharisees is a reiteration of his mission and a prophecy that he will be killed in Jerusalem, not in Galilee. So his instruction to those who warn him is, you know, go and tell that fox. That is a term that is used for those who are crafty in the ancient world. And clearly Antipas was a crafty man, a manipulator of the first order, and utterly unethical. So Jesus tells the Pharisees, you can tell him to bug off. I'm going to Jerusalem. That's where a prophet is killed, not in Galilee. The pronouncement of woe over Jerusalem, 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 is reminiscent of Jeremiah's lamentations. And Jesus here speaks in the same spirit as Jeremiah, weeping and lamenting the destruction of Jerusalem and of the kingdom of Judea at the time of the Babylonian invasion, some 600 years before Jesus. The description of Jerusalem here is in relation to their response to the prophets. You, Jerusalem, will kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you. Who specifically does this refer to? Well, there are a number of possibilities. The prophet Uriah, who was killed by the king Jehoiakim, and the story of that is in Jeremiah 26, 20 to 23. The attempt on Jeremiah's life, in Jeremiah 38, 4-6, the death of Zechariah, which is narrated in 2 Chronicles 24, 20-22, and the later story of the martyrdom of Isaiah, that is in the Pseudepigrapha. The story is that Isaiah is sawn in two with a wood saw. So there are a number of stories of the deaths of prophets. The stoning is not one of those. The only major story of the stoning of a prophet that would have been present for Luke's listeners was the stoning of Stephen, who saw a vision of Jesus and named that, and then was stoned after his hearing. So there are a number of stories that are evoked by Jesus' statement here for Luke and his listeners. The hen metaphor is a very interesting metaphor that Jesus uses to describe what he longed to do, to take them under his wings and to protect them. The rejection of Jesus' care of his consolation, of his politics, did have consequences. So implicit in this story is also the story of the Pilate trial, in which the people of Jerusalem reject Jesus and implicitly choose Barabbas and the way of war rather than the way of peace and reconciliation. So the destruction of Jerusalem hangs over this story. When Jesus says, "Your house is abandoned," which I think is a better translation than "left to you," as in the NRSV, is the house the temple? Is it the residences of Jerusalem? It may be both, but clearly the main house in Jerusalem was the temple. So the choice of the war that was both implicit in the Pilate trial and that Israel then made in the decision to go to war against Rome in 66 is in the background of this story. That loss continues to resonate in the lives of all those who love Jerusalem. So this memory of the loss of the temple is in the background of the woe and grief that is invited in this story. Connections of this story with contemporary experience, the woes over the losses that have been suffered by the people and of the United States in their decisions to go to war unwisely, Vietnam, the tragedy of the Civil War, those hang over American history. But in the history of the world, the stories of the great wars of the 20th century, the First World War, especially the Second World War, those are tragedies that are evoked by Jesus' words here. O Jerusalem, O Europe, O United States, how much I would like to take you under my wings and to protect you, but you choose another way. So implicit in this story is the choice facing the United States and the people of the world about which way we will choose, whether to follow Jesus or whether to follow the myth of redemptive violence and to invest our lives and our hopes in warfare. That is the decision that is evoked by this story.